He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. Love so mighty and so true, billows they will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Oh, love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Oh, love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Praise God. Aren't you glad for the love of God tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. When man fell and God wanted to redeem him, he reached into his arsenal and he got the greatest thing that he could win us back with. And the Bible said, God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can tell if somebody loves you, can't you? Praise God. Some people, they say they love you. But in works, Jesus said they deny me. They draw nigh to me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I thought about what Ralph Emerson wrote. He said, what you do speaks aloud. I can't hear what you say. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to be a doer of the work, don't you? Hallelujah. I don't want to just tell the Lord that I love him, but I want to show him that I love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have your Bible tonight, you'd like to read with me. I'm going to turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16. Hallelujah. I feel like the Holy Ghost is going to do great things for us tonight. Hallelujah. If you're not apostolic tonight, I'd like for you just to open up your heart to the Word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 16, verse 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them in the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and every man's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them in the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Let me draw your attention to verse 28 and 29. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, we are all here. Then he called for a light. Hallelujah. He called for a light. And that's what I want to preach to you tonight. A call for the light. I'm glad that the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is still shining tonight. Come on, let's all raise our hands and ask God to bless His word tonight. Lord, I love you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You may be seated if you want to. Hallelujah. Here, We have the jailer with two preachers in prison. And when he called for a light, he didn't know what kind of light he was going to get. Hallelujah. I'm glad I called for the light one day. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I thought about the scripture here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, "But if this gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them." Hallelujah. It says, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." I'm glad that the light shined in my path one day. Praise God. I thought about, when I read this scripture, I told my wife, I said, "Look here's the jailer asking his prisoners for the key." Praise God. He said, "What must I do to be saved?" He was wanting out of the prison house of sin. Praise God. I remember a few years ago I was sitting in a prison, and I remember sitting down in an old dirty place one day, and I thought to myself, you know, I wish there was some way I could get out of here and get my life changed. You know what? God perceived my thoughts, and He sent somebody with this glorious truth to me. Hallelujah. And the light of the glorious gospel of Christ shined into that prison house. Hey, Jesus Christ hadn't changed. He's still the same today as He was when He walked the shores of Galilee. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. I'm so glad about it tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But when we call for the light, we need to open up our heart that the light can shine in. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you know who Jesus is tonight? Praise God. I'm glad about the light. I remember when they come to me with this truth, I kind of got upset about it. They told me that there wasn't no such thing as a Trinity, that there were no such thing as three gods or three persons. And you know what they did? They provoked me to good works. Praise God. I started searching the scripture for myself. I started taking it apart and looking into it myself. And you know what I found out? I found out that Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 says, "By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, bond or free, and have all made to drink into one Spirit." Hey, God is a Spirit. John 4, 24 says, God is a Spirit. And there's only one Spirit. So if there's only one Spirit, there can only be one God. Hallelujah. But who is Jesus Christ? Who was Jesus Christ? The scripture said, "Great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifested in the flesh." God was manifested in the flesh. Justified in the Spirit. Seen of the angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Believed unto the world. And received up in the glory. Hallelujah. The scripture said in Hebrews 10 and 4 says, "Wherefore, when I come into the world, sacrifice and offering I wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me." Listen, God didn't stay on a great white throne somewhere in heaven's glory and send His boy to die on an old rugged cross. But the Bible says God's own arm brought salvation. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know who Jesus is tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Praise God. Listen to me tonight, young people. You need to learn about this one God I'm preaching about tonight. You need to get this down in your heart. Hallelujah. You may think I'm crazy, but I still get excited when I see another one God scripture. Hallelujah. That's why I'm staying saved. I'm still getting excited about it. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is a Spirit. But He took on flesh. Somebody said he was God in creation. He was the Son in redemption. And he's the Holy Ghost in the church. But he's still only one God. Not three. Hallelujah. The scriptures didn't say this one is three, but it says these three are one. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad I know who he is tonight. Praise God. It says great without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians chapter 2 says, beware. Beware. It's warning you. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after traditions of men and the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. For in him, Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. In Jesus Christ you'll find the Father. In Jesus Christ you'll find the Son. In Jesus Christ you'll find the Holy Ghost. Because all these three are one. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm not just trying to get you to shout tonight, but I am trying to get you to shout tonight. Hallelujah. Because we got something to shout about. We got the only gospel tonight that's able to save a soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul wrote to Galatians, he said, I marvel. You just blow my mind. He said, I marvel that you are so soon removed under the grace of Christ unto another gospel. He said, which there is not another. But he said, some would trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. But he said, though we are an angel from heaven, come preaching any other gospel unto you, and that which you've received, said, let him be accursed. I've never heard of two gods. I've never heard of three gods. The scripture said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may understand and believe me. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. And beside me there is no Savior. Beside me there is no Savior. Hallelujah. And the scripture said the angel stepped on the clouds that night and said, ye men of Galilee, said, fear not, for behold, of good tidings, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. God said, beside me there is no Savior. He said, there's born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Do you get it tonight? He was Christ. And he was the Lord. He was the Father and the Son. He was the Spirit and the flesh. He was humanity, but yet he was divinity. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know who he is tonight. I'm glad that the light of the glorious gospel shined in my path that day. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is he tonight? His name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Sister Shirley preached and sang about it a while ago. It's the name that is above every name. It's the name above every name. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The scripture said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, praise God. Let me get there to it. Pages don't want to work right. Praise God. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, but he hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath made heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his persons, who being the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he hath by himself, when he hath by himself, nobody was with him. I said nobody was with him. The scripture said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Father, who is without respect to persons, judgeth every man according to his works. It says, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. It says, for as much as you know, you are not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without a spot, without a blemish. Now listen to it tonight. It says, who was fairly ordained? He was before ordained. He was before ordained, before the foundations of the world. But listen to it tonight. But he was manifested in these last times for you. Who was he? He was God in the Father. He was God in the Son. He was God in the Holy Ghost. But he's only one God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Who was with God in the beginning? Who was with him? The scriptures in it said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him wasn't anything made that was made. Hallelujah. Who was with God in the beginning? His Word was. Hallelujah. I said God's Word was with him. The scripture said in Isaiah 44:24, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, and spread abroad the earth by myself. Brother Shirty, I can't say, hey, let's go down to the dairy bar and get a Coke together, but I'm going to go by myself. Now look, I can't go by myself and take somebody with me. God said, I stretch forth the heavens alone, and I spread abroad the earth by myself. There wasn't nobody with me. Who was with God in the beginning? His Word was. He said, that was Jesus. He was with him. No, his Word was. And the scripture said his Word was made flesh. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Who was with God in the beginning? His Word was. The word is a Greek word, and it's called logos. The word logos means the plans or the thoughts of God. You sit down to build a house, you're going to have some blueprints, ain't you? You're going to have some plans. You're going to have some thought about it. You're going to get the old pencil out and do some erasing and say, I think I'll do it this way. Well, how much less do you think our great God is tonight? He had some plans. He had some thoughts. He knew the beginning to the end. He knew that man was going to fall in sin. He knew that there's going to have to be a sacrifice for sin. That's why the scripture lets us know that it's not by the blood of bulls and goats, but it's going to be by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who was with God in the beginning? He was by himself. Hallelujah. Some asked the question, well, who is he praying to in the garden? Was one God praying to another God? He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. You know what was happening? There was a conflict between the spirit and the flesh. The flesh didn't want to be spit upon. The flesh did not want to be nailed. Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, he was just as much a man as you are, and I am. He had a human spirit in him. Oh yeah? The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made him himself no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. He was a human being. He was a man as the Son of God. The Son of God did not want to have nails drove in his hands. The Son of God did not want to be slapped and spit upon and ridiculed. The flesh drew back. But oh, I'm so glad that he prayed the prayer and conquered the flesh for time and eternity when he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Who was it? It was the humanity. It was the sonship of God praying to the divine spirit of the Father that was in heaven, that was everywhere else and inside that body at the same time. Praise God. Amen. But God didn't pray to God. How can you have one God praying to another God without undeifying the God that's doing the praying? Hallelujah. The scripture said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You hear people say the eternal Son? No such thing. It's not in the Bible. The Bible says he is the begotten Son. That means if you're begotten, you can't be eternal. That's if you're eternal, you can't be begotten because they're completely diametric. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm explaining to you some of the things on the Godhead tonight. Praise God, I'm trying to put some light on this glorious subject tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ is a man. He grew hungry. He grew tired. He wept at the tomb of his friend. But he got on the boat with them one day, and they got out in the sea, and the storm came up, and he was fast asleep on the pillow. As a man, he laid down. He got tired and went to sleep. But the Bible says the boat was filled with water. And they got fearful, and they run to him and said, "Hey, wake up, wake up." The Bible said he stepped out on the end of the boat and he said, "Peace, be still." The Bible says the winds died and the waves quit being boisterous. And the disciples backed off and they took a look at that and they said, "Whew, what kind of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obeys him." I tell you who he was. He was the God-man. That's who he was. He was humanity, but yet he was divinity. He was the one that hung the moon and the stars and the sun in the sky. He was the one that scooped down into the earth, dust of the earth, and blowed into the nostrils the breath of life into a man. That's who he was. Woo! Praise God. He looked at him one day. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And he got stones, was fixing to stone him. Said, "You're not even 50 years old, and you before Abraham was?" Praise God. It was God come in the flesh. Praise God. Oh, I'm so glad about this great, great light tonight. That old jailer, he didn't know what he was asking when he said, he called for a light. You know what you need to do? You need to ask God to open up your understanding tonight and let you see the light of this glorious gospel tonight. You ever gone into a house or a utility room and they had the string in the middle of the room? You walking around in there going, finally you grab the string. That's the way it was when I found out who Jesus was. It's just like I turned on the light. All of a sudden, hey, that's it. I understand now. It's so simple. God is the Spirit. And God spoke. And he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. He had creative ability in his speech because he was God. And the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." God spoke and there was a seed of the flesh in the womb of a virgin. Hallelujah. It says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father. full of grace and truth. Woo, I'm so glad tonight that I got the light. I'm so glad tonight that I can see. I'm so glad tonight I can understand. Hey, you may not get excited about this tonight, but I'm still excited about it tonight. It's still the greatest thing that I ever seen since I come into the Apostolic Church. Praise God. Praise God. Another question. Now I'm moving along. Help me, Lord. In the beginning, God, in the beginning, and the scripture says, in the beginning, and God said, let us make man in our image. Some of y'all want me to explain that, don't you? God said, let us. That's a plural pronoun. I didn't do too good in school, but I learned that much. I sure didn't get no trophies. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God said, let us make man in our image. Hallelujah. The scripture said in Romans 4:17, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. How many believes God's got control from the beginning to the end? How many believes God can speak of something and in 4,000 years it can come to pass? Hallelujah. Romans 5:14 says Adam prefigured Christ, or was the figure of him that was to come. God spoke and said, let us make man in our image. God was speaking of the enfleshment that was to come 4,000 years later. Hallelujah. Hey, I believe that tonight. Because with God, he's able to speak of things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture said that the Lamb, Revelation 13:8, read it sometime. It says the Lamb was slain before the foundations of the world. Was Jesus Christ crucified before the world was founded? In the mind of God, he was. Woo! Hey, I don't know about you, but that makes doodads run up and down my backbone. Hallelujah! Hey, he was slain before the foundations of the world. Dear God, it don't make sense that there's three gods. They're all God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We got God the Father standing here with a long beard. Then we got the Son standing here, and then we got a bird over here, the Holy Ghost. Now, the Bible says that the Father sent the Son. Now, they're coexistent and co-eternal. And they're all omnipresent. So, how can the Father send the Son somewhere he's not already at? Think about that a minute. Hey, the only thing that makes sense is God is a spirit. And that man sinned, there had to be a sacrifice for sin. So I quoted it to you a while ago. It says, God, in Hebrews 10:4, it says that the flesh was the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me read that to you. I can't seem to pull it out of my head there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Says, wherefore, when he cometh in the world, sacrifice an offering, he wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. God prepared himself a body so that that body could die on Calvary. Say, well, what about when he was hanging on the cross? And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There's at least two. God is a spirit. He spoke that flesh into the existence. That's why Mary was a virgin. Hallelujah. He did not have the seed of a man. That's why he was God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He's hanging on the cross and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Understanding that if the Spirit of God had not left that body or drawn his concentration of his Spirit out of that body, you could have drove a 16-penny nail in his heart and it wouldn't have killed him. Because you can't kill God. The Spirit withdrew itself from the flesh so the flesh could die. Jesus said, destroy this temple. They took him and they put him in the tomb. They rolled the stone. You know, it blows my mind. I read that and I thought about, you know, the Bible talks about Mary and the other Mary and some of the others. They brought ointment and spikenard and different things to the tomb of Jesus. Hallelujah. They brought embalming fluid. But you know, those that were his disciples and believed in him, that's what they brought. They brought embalming fluid. But those soldiers and those that don't believe in him, they said, hey, we want a Roman guard. We want a seal on the tomb. Hey, we're kind of backwards, ain't we? God withdrawed his spirit and the flesh died. They put it in the tomb. But Jesus said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days... listen to it. Personal pronoun. I will raise it up again. Woo! Hey, who was Jesus? Who was Jesus? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I'm getting excited here. Hallelujah. John saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sitteth upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Says his eyes were a flame of fire. And upon his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but himself. He was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood. And his name was called the Word of God. Woo! Hallelujah! Said the armies which were in heaven followed him on white horses. Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations and rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath upon his vesture and upon his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I said Jesus was the King of Kings and he was the Lord of Lords. Hey, that don't leave much room for somebody else, does it? Woo! John seen him one time. He said, in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks, one likened to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girded about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like unto fine brass, as if they burned in the furnace. His voice was the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun that shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. He laid his right hand on me, saying unto me, fear not. I'm the first and the last. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of hell and death. Praise God. He said, I am the third of Matty. I am the half of Matty. No, he said, I am the Almighty. That's who Jesus is. He's the Almighty. There's none beside him.
There's none with him. Praise God. I'm glad I know who he is tonight. I'm glad who I knew who to pray to. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I said this the other night, but I'm going to say it again. When you get up there, if you make it up there, you ain't going to see three scrunched up on one throne. You ain't going to see three thrones. But John said, I saw heaven open and a throne. And one sat on the throne. Who do you reckon that was sitting on that throne? Hallelujah. I don't know. I just can't help it. I just get excited about this. Hallelujah. I was raised in Catholicism. I was raised in a church where they would open the song book and they'd sing, Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Hey, there ain't no such thing. Look from cover to cover, it's not in there. You look in Isaiah and you'll see what it said over 100 times. Hey, is there a God with me? Is there a God beside me? Hey, I don't know any. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm worshiping my God tonight, and his name is Jesus! Woo! Hallelujah! Praise God!
Praise God!
Thank you, Jesus. What are you getting so excited about tonight, Brother Davis? Well, not everybody knows about this. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. He that doeth truth, do you really love truth? Or would you rather go ahead and be deceived with traditions of men in the rudiments of the world? And it says it's not after Christ. Come on, get your nose in the book. Get your heart right with God. Come on, let him let the light shine in your path. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thought about a book that I read by G.T. Haywood. He pastored a very large Trinity church around the turn of the century. And this Jesus name message, the latter rain was just being poured out. Let me tell you something tonight. This didn't start in 1901. You hear me? Hallelujah. This started when God said, let there be light. This started when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, there's been people repenting of their sins, being baptized in Jesus' name, being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, and believing in one God ever since the day of Pentecost. Hey, this ain't a new sect. This preacher friend of G.T. Haywood, he wrote him a letter. He said, I just write you to warn you of this new sect. They baptize in Jesus' name and believe that Jesus is God. He wrote him back and said, you're too late. He said, I already baptized my whole church in Jesus' name. He said he got this light and he looked at it and he prayed about it and he almost rejected it. But while he was praying, he said the Lord spoke to him and said, walk in the light, lest greater darkness come upon you. Ooh, I'm telling you, people that walk in this light tonight, they got a smile on their face. They got a purpose in life. They got something worth living for. And people that reject it, they just go further and further in darkness. Praise God. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. You know the reason some people don't, they reject one God, Jesus' name, baptism, the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. You know the reason they reject that? Because they know they got to go out of the sinning business. It's not one God that's hanging them up. Hallelujah. No, they love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. But you know what? I remember I got baptized 3 times. I got baptized when I was 12 years old, about 12 years old in the Baptist church. And that preacher baptized me and he said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he dumped me in. And he never did do it. I got baptized again when I was about 17. And that preacher said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he ducked me under. And he never did do it. I was under such condemnation because of my sin. And I was wanting to get my life changed. I was searching for light. And I was in prison. I joined the choir in prison. You don't think that was tough? I'd go to chapel. You don't think that was tough? I got in a lineup of about a dozen of them that were getting baptized in a horse trough. You don't think that was tough? That preacher said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And ducked me under, and he never did do it. But you know what? When I got tired of the sinning business, and God seen that my heart was sincere and I was tired of living like I was living, he let the light shine in that jailhouse where I was at and brought me the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't even remember what the preacher preached, but I come running to the altar and screamed and cried and hollered until I didn't have no voice left. Spoke in tongues and jumped up and down till I was wore out. Preacher said, come on, we're going to baptize you. I thought, God, how many times you got to get baptized? I said, okay, I'm game for anything. He took me in there and he said, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of all your sins. You know what? He did it. I said, he did it. Jesus said, baptize them in the name of the Father. John 5:43 said, I've come in my Father's name. Hebrews 1:4 says he got his name by inheritance of the Father. Jesus said, baptize them in the name of the Son. The angel stepped out and said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus said, baptize them in the name of the Holy Ghost. John 14:26, he said, I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, which he will send in my name. Hey, the emphasis tonight is upon the name. Praise God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not in him is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name, in the name of the Son of the only begotten Son of God. Hey, it's the name that washes all your sins away. Praise God. If y'all can listen, I can preach. Hallelujah, because I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. My mother, she's never been baptized in Jesus' name. I remember spending the night at her house one night. I woke up and went over on the sofa and sat down that morning. She looked at me and she said, Dale, I said, have you got your clothes out of the cleaners yet? I said, no. I said, won't you go down to the cleaners for me and tell them you want your son's clothes? Well, she's going to walk down to that cleaners and she's going to look at that person on the side of that counter. She said, I'd like to have my son's clothes. They're going to look at her and say, well, wacko crazy lady, what's your son's name? Some people say, well, I think Father, Son, Holy Ghost is just as good. No, it's not. It don't have the name on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had a friend of mine. She was one of the most beautiful ladies I've ever met in my whole life. She was a primitive Baptist. Oh, I tell you, her spirit was just so sweet and so kind. She'd do anything in the world for you. She didn't cut her hair. She didn't wear makeup. She didn't wear pants. She didn't wear jewelry. Oh, I preached then, didn't I? And I told her, I said, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ is for the remission of sins. And she said, whoa, wait a minute. She said, I thought the blood was for remission of sins. I said, it is. But you can't get baptized in blood, can you? If you did, you'd be in the Satan church, probably. I don't know how they do it, but it sounds about right. You can't get baptized in blood. Praise God. So how do you get the blood? When Jesus was hanging on Calvary, and that old Roman soldier, he was already dead. The Bible said he took a spear and rammed it in his side. When Adam needed a bride, God ripped open his side and gave him a bride. When Jesus Christ wanted a bride, he let that old Roman soldier take the spear and ram it in his side. What came out of the side of Jesus? Blood and water. Water and blood. Let me tell you something tonight. If you don't have the water and you don't have the blood, you're not the bride that came out of the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I got baptized in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hey, I'm shining a light today. I wish I had me. I preached a message one time with a lantern. I wish I had a lantern tonight. I just shine the light. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, you've got to repent of your sins. Unless you repent, you could perish, Jesus said. You must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ because it's for the remission of sins. I don't know anything that's more documented almost in the New Testament is Jesus' name baptism. Hallelujah. And you must receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hey, the Holy Ghost is not a spare tire. I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to the old junkyard. I'd get in an old car, the wheel would just keep turning, you know, it wasn't hooked up. Wasn't no battery in it, wasn't no motor in it. I'd see some of my friends, I'd wave, act like it's honking a horn, I'd go, honk, honk, wave. See you later. But I wasn't going nowhere. Let me tell you something tonight, you're not going nowhere without the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The scripture said in Romans 8, said if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of life. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm glad I got the Spirit of God inside of me. And I'm glad I got it. I'm glad I got it just like they got it in this book. Well, you need to make a decision for Christ. No, you need to get it like this book says. No, you need to go to the auditorium and hear. Was his name Shambog? No. You need to look in the book. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't need Reverend Moon. You don't need the goo-hoo. Hallelujah. You need Jesus tonight. And when you get filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come unto you. He said, in that day, ye shall know that I am in you and ye in me. What day was that talking about? And the Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, one place. Suddenly there come a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared to them clothes and tongues like as a fire. It set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God give the utterance. Hey, that's what happened to me. Praise God. I said, that's what happened to me about 10 years ago. I quit smoking. I quit drinking. I quit lying. I quit stealing. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. I'm going to bring out one point, and I'm going to quit. We have a controversy about receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. Now, there's a scripture in there. I believe it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 or 14. It said, do all speak with tongues? And of course, the answer to that question is no. All do not speak with tongues. But it's not speaking of the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. But it's speaking of one of the nine spiritual gifts to the church. Hallelujah. Which is the gift of wisdom and knowledge and tongues interpretations and miracles and healings. And one of those gifts is the gift of tongues and tongues interpretation. And not everybody has that gift. Hallelujah. Now the scripture said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were all filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Now, and then it talks about the nine spiritual gifts. When it talks about the gift of the Holy Ghost, hey, I'm almost finished. Can I hold your attention just a minute? When it's talking about receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, it's talking about a word called duron. And it's singular. The gift of the Holy Ghost is singular. Duron, D-O-R-O-N. Talking about the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then it talks about the gifts of the Holy Ghost, which is plural, which is more than one, and it's another word called charisma. Praise God. So when people look in the Word of God and they really don't have an understanding, do all speak with tongues, they immediately get them an out. So you don't have to speak in tongues to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hey, I'm not looking for a way out. I'm looking for a way in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, do all speak with tongues when they receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Acts chapter 2, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. The Gentile's house. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. As many as come with Peter were astonished, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Even the Baptists are getting the Holy Ghost today. Even the Baptists were getting the Holy Ghost back then. The Bible said Paul passing the upper coast run into some of John's disciples. John the Baptist. He asked and said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now don't get mad at me. I used to be a Baptist too. Praise God. Said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? He said, well, we hadn't even heard whether there'd be any Holy Ghost. He said, well, how were you baptized then? He said, well, we were baptized under John's baptism. He said, well, John merely baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying that they should believe on him which should come after him, even Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they got baptized again. This time in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said that Paul laid his hands on them and prayed for them, and the Holy Ghost came on them. What happened to them? How'd they know it? The Bible says, for they heard them speak with tongues and prophesy. Hallelujah. Hey, the Bible said by two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I'm glad tonight that you don't have to speak in tongues when you get the Holy Ghost, but you get to speak in tongues when you get the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Come on, let's all stand together tonight. Let's thank Him for the light tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what? If I had never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, and I had repented of my sins, I wouldn't leave here tonight till somebody baptized me in the name. In the name. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Ghost. They got beat. They put straps on the back. Said, we're going to throw you in prison if you preach in this name anymore. I can see old Peter just rise up with fire in his eyes and the Holy Ghost brimming out of his heart. That you just don't understand. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we can be saved. Hey, I'm talking about the name tonight. That will wash away all sin. Praise God.